So let's head up to Washington, D.C., and Congressman Bill Flores joins us this morning. Good morning, Congressman. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Great to be on the Infomaniacs again. I want to let everybody know I'm sick, so I don't sound very good this
All
morning.
All right, feeling a little bit under the weather. I understand that. Let's talk for a minute this morning. I guess start off with, there's been so many things said about my first day in office, the first day that I'm in office. Is there going to be anything on Donald Trump's desk to sign the first day he comes in office so we can see a change now that he's president?
We are working on a few bills now, and also last week, the RAINS Act, for instance, that we passed last week was one of the most important regulatory changes we could make. A lot of it depends on the Senate. And the Senate has been tied up in terms on confirmation hearings starting this week. And so I'm hoping they can multitask and have some floor time for some of these bills, and then they can get some of those key bills on the desk early next week.
So what kind
Obamacare
of
repeal is probably not going to be on this desk until like February the 20th, but the congressional leadership has been working with the White House team to sign off on that schedule.
Well, let's talk about Obamacare there for a second, because, I mean, I would think that Trump was quoted as saying that you, the legislative branch, need to vote on this next week. Rince Priebus had said he'd like to see the repeal and replacement at the same time, while at the same time, Speaker Paul Ryan, I think, said yesterday that the repeal and replace will happen concurrently. And so are we hearing different signals from the Trump camp and from the Speaker's office?
Well, I think the general goal for everybody is to repeal and replace as concurrently as possible, but mechanically it's not going to happen. So I think everybody, I think the people are speaking on behalf of the Trump administration, and then also Rice Priebus's talk and Paul Ryan's, Mitch McConnell is, repeal is going to be first, but then as quickly as possible, there will be a repeal put in place. Now, what I think will happen based on what we've been trying to work on, you know, behind the scenes, is to have a repeal vote in between now and February the 20th, and then it will be what we call repeal plus. It'll be repeal of the most of the fiscal guts of Obamacare as it exists today, and then we'll add on as many replacement items as we can. An example of that would be expanded health savings accounts. You know, a lot of people today have these huge out-of-pocket limit amounts before their insurance kicks in. Like mine's gone up from $2,000 from 4 years ago to $14,000. And so with an expanded HSA, you can stay for that on your own on a tax advantage basis. And so that's the type of thing we'll be trying to do. We're going to be looking at some of the cost-sharing issues that have to be played out for people in high-risk situations. So we're going to work. We'll do as much of that as we can, but we're using a tool called reconciliation to do this. Reconciliation is a specialty budget tool that allows the House and Senate to work together on changing another piece of legislation or implementing a piece of legislation in a manner so it only requires 51 votes in the Senate. And so, in order to do that, you've got a strict set of guidelines that the Senate uses to determine what can or cannot be in that bill that you're using reconciliation to affect. And so, since we're House guys, we don't know exactly what can and can't be done. The Senate parliamentarian does that, and the Senate parliamentarian belongs to Harry Reid's party. I don't know why that's still the case, but that needs to be fixed. So we'll get as much of repeal done, using reconciliation between now and February the 20th, and as much of replace done as we can. But then the rest of replace is going to come in a series of bills over the next few months after that. For instance, there could be a bill that says you could buy your insurance across state lines. I'd like to see the Democrats vote against that. Or you can join an association so that you can put together a group to buy insurance. Things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully by the time we get to, we'll say, July, September, we've got all of repeal done and all of replacement done.
Congressman Bill Flores joining us from Washington, D.C. Let's talk for a minute about your committee appointments, where you are, and where you think you'll be able to actually leave your fingerprints on some things that people can see and actually benefit.
Well, I'm real happy about my committee assignments. I'm on one committee, which is the Energy and Commerce Committee.
Mm-hmm.
but there are six subcommittees on that committee where the real legislative work is done in Washington. And so the subcommittees I'm on are energy, environment, and telecommunications, or communications and technology. And so with respect to the environment committee, the EPA, the jurisdiction for the EPA now fully falls under this environment subcommittee. This is going to allow me to do some heavy lifting in terms of how we recalibrate ozone, the way the ozone standards were sloppily thrown together by the Obama administration. We're not going to change the standards. We're going to change the way that they phase in so that it gives the American economy a chance to move the direction it was already moving to comply with the standards. The renewable fuel standard is another area that's totally broken. We'll be able to work on that. That's an EPA jurisdiction item, so we'll be able to do that. On the Energy Committee, I'll be able to work on LNG exports so that we'll have free market in LNG like we now have in crude oil, and also more globally to put together a 21st century energy strategy that looks at all forms of energy and not doesn't pick winners and losers among others.
Finally, let's circle back around to, you'd mentioned at the beginning that the Senate's going to be pretty busy as far as confirmation. As we look at that roster that President-elect Trump's put together, who are the people who are going to be targeted or going to have the toughest time to get confirmation?
Well, there's a gang of eight. Well, I shouldn't use the word gang. There is a group of eight that Senate Democrats have said that they are going to target. And they include people like Rex Tillerson for Secretary of State. They want to target him. They also want to target Tom Price. I believe they're going to target Betsy DeVos for education. Ben Carson for HUD. I believe that they're planning on targeting him. Ryan Zinke for Interior is one of the targets. And then I think they're targeting Kelly over at Homeland Security. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. Good news is really Rick Perry alone. But there are eight of them that they're going to try to target. Let me say this for the benefit of our audience. They will not be successful because Harry Reid set a standard a few years ago that said that you only need 51 to confirm somebody now. And so that's the new standard that the Senate's going to use. So it may slow things down, but it's not going to stop them. Also, Scott Pruitt over at the EPA, they're going to try to target him.
Yeah, the 51 sounded good when they were in power. Now, maybe not so much. I guess that's what happens, right, when you make those decisions.
Yeah, Harry Reid swan song, he's leaving. He said that the Senate should be careful in how they use it. Well, he did it the first time.
Well, go get yourself better. Congressman Bill Flores joins us every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Look forward to talking to you. Sorry I sound bad today, but ask all our listeners, continue to pray for our country, our military.
Again, thanks for the time.